The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. For when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I want to do a little imaginative contemplation for this first part. So if you could, close your eyes for a moment. And imagine yourself on a lone, dusty road. It's dark out. There are no streetlights, no houses nearby, no businesses. Nothing, just darkness. It's a moonless night. But the stars are out, and you can see them bright and clear. You smile at the chance to see the natural beauty of creation overhead. And up ahead, far in the distance, you see a solitary light. But as dark as the night is, it's impossible to tell how close this light is. Could be a few hundred yards, maybe a few miles. It's impossible to tell. But you plod along, taking it one step at a time. You walk for what feels like hours, and slowly your gaze drops down to the ground. You take a deep sigh. It feels like eternity traveling along this lone, dusty road, till finally you look up and you still see the light is still there. You can tell it's a bit closer, but you don't know by how much. But by now, you've been traveling in the dark for so long that all you can do is look forward to that little light off in the distance. It becomes your sole focus. It becomes your reason for walking. That little light keeps you marching on step by step. It would seem that this sort of anticipation is that same thing that the Hebrew prophets, especially Jeremiah, experienced in the first reading today. All Jeremiah could do was look forward to the redemption of his people. None of the prophets could have told you if salvation was 100 years away or 1,000. The only thing the prophets knew was that salvation was coming, that the Christ was coming, that one day as they traveled along that lone, dusty road, there eventually would come a time when that little light they were following would blossom into its fullness. Night would become day. The light would brighten every road they were walking upon. This sense of expectation and waiting is what Holy Mother Church wants to encourage in us today. Not just during the season of Advent, but indeed every day of our lives. It's been over 2,000 years since that first Christmas day, and still we look forward. Holy Mother Church encourages us to look forward as if we were traveling with the three wise men, following the bright light in the dead of night, straining our eyes towards that light in the distance, plodding along the lone dusty road until finally we come to it and discover the light is coming from a small cave in Bethlehem. In Jesus' time, when he came, few really were expecting him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Most men of that time had been blind to what was most essential in their lives and in the life of the world. Watch, therefore, our Lord tells us in today's gospel. Wake from sleep, St. Paul echoes. For we too can forget what is most fundamental in our existence, what our life here on earth is all about. The church reminds us of this with a four-week period of preparation so that we can get ourselves ready to celebrate Christmas once more. The holy season is thus a time of preparation and of hope, a time to prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But how are we to prepare? It's customary to decorate our churches. It looks beautiful. It's the first time I've seen it like this. It's amazing. I like this stuff. I don't know. It's stuff, yes, but it's an outward expression of our faith. And this stuff is good. And even in our house, these decorations are good. But again, this outward preparation and celebration is only good and is only fruitful if it's accompanied by an interior preparation of the heart. A heart that is not prideful, is not jealous, is not envious or boastful. A heart that is not lustful, is not gluttonous, is not slothful or angry. This is the heart that is prepared and preparing for the coming of our Lord. This is the heart that is not blind, that strains in the darkness to see the light in the distance, waiting, hoping, expecting the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, our Lord will come. He says he will. And as the gospel says today, we must be vigilant at all times and pray.